Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is a bit of a late night recording, but I'm reflecting on my day, and there were just a few things throughout this day that led me to want to share this message. And in particular, I want to focus on something positive about being an entrepreneur, being a small business owner, venturing out from up under the corporate umbrella. You may sometimes hear in my themes how hard it is to be an entrepreneur. But with that, the key to helping to cushion some of the inevitable high and lows and challenges, especially if you're pursuing something from a solopreneur, as we call it, perspective, is building up a network that supports you in a lot of different ways. I know I hear the concept of a mentor being thrown around, but many years ago, I was told you not only have a mentor, you have a champion, you have a coach, you have collaborators. There are different people that play different roles, and a sponsor. And some of them are there to tell you some hard, honest truths. Some, for example, even mentors, are sharing with you what their journey is, which yours may not match one-to-one. The coach provides encouragement, challenges you to have deep retrospective and introspective and just self-awareness. You have a champion, someone that is out there, even kind of being, I sometimes call it my wingman out there. There used to be something called a circus barker, the person that stood out in front of the tent and called people over. You need that too, the call attention. Sometimes it's hard as an entrepreneur to brag on yourself, to promote yourself, to put yourself, you know, out there. But if you have a wingman doing it for you, kind of doing those soft intros, then you can take it and pick it up from there. I certainly know that that's, you know, there's a few people that have taken on that role for me, and I so appreciate them. And in kind, I reciprocate. And that's somewhat what the environment that I have to say is God sent. It was set up in such a way that their bookstore is set up in a mall. It's small, and there's several of the units within the mall that are vacant. But the ones that are there, they're key, they're important, they're significant. And that's what's more important. A lot of the shop owners that are there in this particular specialty mall have been there for 20 and 15 years and 13 years. So just a wealth of knowledge and experience. And they've been living the life where you have to create and generate and attract attention. You know, especially in today's where indoor mall traffic is nowhere near what it used to be pre-COVID. And so I watch them, and sometimes, you know, I see them being fearless and just, you know, starting up conversations with people in such a way that it engages them. And next thing you know, they're coming into their shops. And the other beautiful thing about kind of this mall camaraderie is sharing your customers. Once the customer is done there, as you're chatting with them and find out that they have kids, for example, if they're next door at the men's store, he finds out they have kids, he sends them over to my bookstore, and vice versa. If there's a gentleman that comes in my store, I'm certainly going to tell them there are some amazing accessories next door. Go check out Mr. Washington. Tell him I sent you. There's another lady across the way who creates custom clothing. There's the newsstand on the corner. There's the lady that makes the jewelry across the way, and then a fine jewelry store. All of us have created a network where we're not in competition with each other. So there is no hesitation to share our customers. And so it just that they support me. They are, you know, I both collaborate with them, and we're also they help champion. And then there's a sponsor. A sponsor is someone that typically is in a role of authority that can pull strings for you, that can make sure you have a seat at the table, make sure you have that you're part of conversations, and or that your ideals reach a broader audience. And I have that as well within the short time that I've been with this particular group at the space called Cobb Galleria. I've made and connected with them. And the key to doing that is it's a reciprocal relationship. I come with a lot of technical experience, a lot of understanding corporate jargon, the whole strategy, project management, data analysis. And that's something that is new to them. So just as they have 15, 20 years of experience, I come with my 20, 25, 30 years of experience and what I know and things that I take for granted, such as social media and the internet and getting accounts set up and getting things connected and online, for them is so valuable. So I give, and then therefore I receive, and it's such a reciprocal relationship. Not everybody is a giver, and you don't. Not every relationship is mutually beneficial. But when you find the right people, when you connect with, and I love the term kindred spirits, then everything else just falls in place. It's not an atmosphere where it's, you know, doggy dog, as they say, where I'm worried about what you're taking from me, or are you taking my customers, or are my customers spending money in your store that they could be spending in my store? That thought process and that mentality is not there. And again, these are very mature owners. So, and you know, the beautiful thing is that I'm learning and experiencing exactly the way I learn best. I learn by doing. And when I go there, it's like walking into on a college campus, because I'm going to learn something every day. I walk in that mall and go to my store and open up my store. It's classes in session. It's like the bell rings. And it's beautiful because I come with a spirit of wanting to learn and being humble enough to hear what they have to say. And then to take it, mesh it what I know about my product line. Because for all of them, I'm sharing a little bit and exposing them to STEM like they've never been exposed before. And a prime example, one of my conversations with the lady that makes the jewelry led to us collaborating on a jewelry making workshop, in which I'm going to do a portion where I teach about gems and gemstones and the origin of the gemstones that the people are going to be beading. So learning as they are doing, and exposing them to even the thoughts that STEM, they're engaged in it, whether they realize it, and they may even have a interest in things that are either byproduct of STEM and or incorporate STEM. So these are ways that I'm finding and building, not just one-off mentors, but a tribe, a support system, but being willing to give as much as I receive. And it has paid off exponentially, even in the short period of time. And then from there, I'm also looking forward to, there's a second group, of women that I engage with that I've met them over the years, but in connecting the dots, bringing us together, we've formed a support system that at one point it was on a weekly basis. Fridays, we do a Zoom call, check in with each other. We turn that into a Slack. In Slack, we check in on Slack on Fridays because our lives just continue to get busy and hectic. But at least quarterly, we do get on a Zoom call. And so this weekend marked first quarter and we did our Zoom call. And it just is just a support system, because you can't always find that certain level of support. That again, kindred spirits, and sometimes it needs to be people that look like you and experience things in the way that you do, whatever that might mean. Ours is an all women's group, so it lets us, you know, which we name the group "Keep It Real," because we're among women, so we're allowed to speak freely among women. So creating that or finding that, I think, is the second part of it. If you are lucky, like, and blessed to find it within, again, the group that I work with at the mall, but also to build yours, and it's just simply recognizing other people that are kindred spirits, and who knows, maybe our group, your kindred spirits with some of the people in our group. So please reach out to me and find out how you can either form your group. I'll be happy to help you with the kickoff. And or if you're interested in learning more and maybe even observing one of our sessions. So keep that in mind, take that to heart, and until next time, thanks for tuning in. Bye for now.